Here at the Josh and Zachary Show, we talk about the subjects that matter to you.
I bought 60 long rolls of toilet paper while I was there for 20 bucks. 3-ply, tell me why. So your finger doesn't break through and go into your poo. That was improv. I'm happy with it.
There we go.
Their parents must be very proud.
Josh and Zachary rounding out your weekends on Switch 1197 as Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach giving a salute to the dogs.
Yep.
All the dogs listening.
That's my new catchphrase, Josh.
Oh, no.
Can it be Josh and the Bulldog?
Josh, you're listening to Josh and the Bulldog. Well, I don't think that's not really a bulldog noise, isn't it? Oh, hello. Hang on, a bloody bulldog's walked in. Oh, no, that's just Zach. Ah, oh, mate, it's not improv.
It's too late to change the platform. It's Josh and Zachary. That's it.
It is. It's a shame. Damn shame.
We could have done big things.
mate, brand new segment on the Josh and Zachary Show.
Yes,
it's where we find Australia's biggest douche.
Okay,
and we call it. Well, I've kind of, rather than just the normal platform of us just pointing him out and laughing and everyone getting on with their lives, I thought we'd turn it into a little bit of a story situation.
Yeah.
So I've found a guy here, our culprit, and I want to kind of run down a few facts about this character that we can both kind of assess each one point for point and find out if he is indeed a douche in a segment that we call Crowning Sir Douche Chillington. And I've got a very very fancy jingle here for you.
Let me tell you a story, a tale if you will. Two radio hosts with too much time to kill. They scour the earth, they find woman or man, and they name this person Sir Douche Chillington.
There you go, mate.
That is outstanding. I think that's
haunting.
My favourite jingle I've heard.
It gets better, mate. So today, okay, I've scoured across the land this time. Zach, you've probably been busy trying to organise a birthday present that never showed up.
Yep.
Which is good news. Mate, found a character in a... it's all over Facebook and all the rest of it, so I figured I'd bring it to the show. Young man did a kind of like an interview. An expose, if you will. All about this character's fashion sense.
Okay.
So he's kind of broken it down and given the readers a bit of a rundown. I got my greasy little hands on it, and I don't know why they're greasy. Must have eaten some chips or something beforehand. Yep. But I thought I'd bring him to the show as a contender for this week's Sir Douche Chillington. So his name's Jared. I'm not going to give his last name away, even though it's all over Facebook, but I'll do the right thing. I'll do the right thing as best I can. Let me just cue this up, because it will be requiring that. Zach, he begins by saying, I'm a funny hybrid between beauty therapist and tradie. Are we loving that? Is that douchey, not douchey?
That's douchey.
So I'll give him one of those for that. I have a beard.
Yep.
Straight away on that one.
Concurrent.
I have a beard. Nobody actually gives a... and then he cusses.
Oh.
Gives an S-word about what you're wearing when you have a beard. It's a great conversation piece, but I spend way too much time grooming it.
Buzzer.
So that's bad news for him. That's
There's no redeeming quality so far.
Not a lot, but I believe it gets worse, Zach.
Okay.
I come from a family of beauticians. Can't hold that one against him.
No.
I know your fingers
on... You
can't
choose your family, I guess.
You can choose your friends and family, mate, but not your family. Wait. Whatever. I come from a family of beauticians, and they've been waxing my eyebrows from the age of 12 to make sure I have two eyebrows and not one. I'm going to give him this.
Yep. Because sometimes I rock the one eyebrow, and you know what? It's good.
Hey, chicks love it.
Chicks love it.
Chicks are like, oh, good. I don't have to focus on two eyebrows. I don't have to have them being two distinguishing qualities of yours. Yeah. I just see one eyebrow and go, what?
You're saving time.
You're a bit of a Bert and Ernie situation.
And plus, I got one good left eyebrow.
Mm.
My right eyebrow is rubbish.
Yeah.
So if I connect the two...
Both eyebrows.
Yeah.
Join into one. Out. Exactly. Good news. So he says, you can imagine my hair and my beard follows the same regime. I get my beard trimmed on a weekly basis. Wow, that sounds much worse than it actually is. Now, that's himself saying
that's
that.
That's him.
So
his comment. Yeah.
That's a...
He's offered commentary
that's
on
a
his
bell
own.
On that one. So I'll take away a douche point for that. So he's in the clear on that one. My style generally resembles simple colours and quality. It's sort of effortless. Oh, it's sort of effortless, he reckons, Zach.
Okay.
I don't like showing off brand names. Bell or buzzer?
No, I'm going to give him a bell on that, because I don't like to wear...
Nah, not a lot of people. You can't make a Rip Curl shirt look good.
No, you look like a kid's pencil case if you wear a Rip Curl shirt. I've always said that.
You walk around with a jet pilot shirt on, you're not a jet pilot, and then you just start asking, you know, people start scratching their heads into the raw and bloody, as you like to say. Yeah,
so, I do love that line.
I definitely fit that Surrey Hills. So obviously, he's a Melbourne local. I definitely fit that Surrey Hills mold. I get called a hipster.
Yep.
But I... Another curse word. Mm. Effing... Hate that description, but you know, beard, no socks, drop crotch. Ah, see, now he's mentioned the drop crotch in his pants sack.
He has.
And he's followed that up with, which is really comfortable, especially for a dude who has a bit of going on between his legs.
What's he got going on? The buzzer is not malfunctioning.
No, that's a triple buzzer. A bit going on between his legs. Oh no, it gets worse, Zach. I have about 30 to 40 pocket squares. Now,
mate, we don't have enough buzzers for this.
You should get one per pocket square.
Tune in next week and we'll still be buzzing.
Tune in next week to get the tail end of the buzzers for every pocket square that is. You shouldn't have one pocket square as a joke.
Yeah.
Let alone 30 to 40. Well, then he goes on to say they're the equivalent of a little black dress for a woman. a couple more for that one. I'll be wearing dark jeans, a dark top, and a dark blazer. Then just to brighten it up with a quirky little pocket square, it's a bit of fun.
Yeah, no, it is a real treat.
Everyone's having fun. We're walking down the street going, you know what? It's mundane life that I'm living. Yeah.
Hang on a tick. Dark clothes with a fun little pocket square.
Woo! He's enjoying life. I'll take a card out of his deck.
I've never had so much fun.
So what do you reckon, Douche Chillington?
He's taking the crown.
Let's crown him this week's Douche Chillington with a bit of this.
And so it were decree by Sir Josh of Kedron and Squire Zach of Nunda, sons of King Glenn of Switch 1197, on this day at this time, name thee Sir Douche Chillington.
Let me tell you a story, a tale if you will. Two radio hosts with too much time to kill. They scour the earth, they find woman or man, and they name this person Sir Douche Chillington.
When you're lost and you don't know what to talk about or where to go, don't feel trapped. Start Animal Chat. People tune in all over Brisbane because they want to hear Josh and Zach talk Animal Chat.
It is Animal Chat time, Zach. Absolute fan favourite.
Fan favourite, yeah.
Animal Chat today brought to you by something happening from
the Brisbane Lions.
Not an affiliate with Switch 1197, but no. A story coming right out of their camp. Good news for them. They're excited. Bad news
for them.
All right, what's going on, Zach?
Bit of a backlash.
You're all about this.
Bit of a backlash on the old Brisbane Lions on account of the fact that they want to bring in a real-life lion into the stadium to hype up the crowd.
I can't possibly see that going
like back. When your lion is a hype man... I mean, when your hype man is a lion, either one. Both are...
Come and have a look at my lion. Hang on, that's a guy that goes on stage with Pez, isn't it?
What are you doing here? Oh, we had to send a lion out to do the Pez thing.
The lion's rapping all across the east coast
of
Australia.
Sick Trading Places reality TV show that they're doing.
Still better than the wife swap. Yeah. I tuned into that thinking, here we go, but a life swap situation.
And it's then, hype swap.
Hang on. And then, it's very good.
They swap hype men with various animals.
A bit of a situation here, mate. So anyway...
But I don't like it. It's sounding very Roman to me.
Well, they're already in the Colosseum.
Yeah, they are. They are.
It just takes one person who's kind of... hasn't evolved most importantly, their brain... Mm. Past that Greek stage, and they start getting the flashbacks from relatives gone by. They're like, hang on a sec, there's a lion here. I'm in a Colosseum. It's a lot of people with their thumbs up and down. I'm confused. Yep. So,
because where's it stop, Josh? If they're bringing lions into the stadium, are they going to start playing naked?
Well, let's hope not. I mean, the thing is...
Are they going to start rounding up Christians, leaving them in the middle of the stadium with the lion?
And say, have at it.
Yep.
And say, good luck. Like, hang on, I think this is...
They did that.
Oh, they did?
Not here, obviously. There was a place I don't know if we talked about this on the show or not, but we bloody well should have. This place, I forget where it was, but they had a... they called it a midget UFC sort of scenario. So it's little people in the UFC fighting style. And basically, someone from the press challenged the leader and said one line could take out your whole UFC team. And there's about 30 little people on this team.
Well, see, here's what I...
Here's what you do. You dismiss that as a crazy idea, and you call him a moron and throw him out of the press conference.
Hit him with
of course a lion is going to womp 30 regular people. I would... Barehanded? Who do these... Anyway, so what they did was they went, yeah, all right, prove you wrong.
Oh.
Like 20 of them died, and the rest of them were like severely injured, I think they were life-threateningly injured before they called it off. Call it off when the first one dies.
Hang on, let's play this out. He might be bunging it on.
This might be a strategy. It might be a strategy.
Okay, this one's going to play dead. Then the Lions are going to think, job well done. And he's going to head back to the locker room.
He's going to get a fake sense of confidence.
So they're thinking about bringing in a man-eating lion. Let's call it a man-eating lion.
A lot of people are poo-pooing the idea. Because what they want to do is they want to just... It's a dumb idea. They just want to bring in a lion and have it trapped in this in a cage and just wheel it about this big stadium with, gawking buffoons. Oh, looking at the lion.
Or people gawking who aren't buffoons.
Yeah, maybe people gawking who aren't buffoons. But I assume there's a backlash because I don't like the idea.
No, I don't like
it. But maybe people are behind it going, yeah, get a lion in the stadium.
Who's picketing?
How does that add to the game?
Who's pro-lion is what I want to know.
This is why they're doing it. It's because no one cares about the lions anymore. Like, no one's showing up to the games.
Oh, okay. So they want to get a lion in there. They want to get an actual lion
in there. Go to the zoo! Like, the lion shouldn't even be in the zoo, but go there!
Well, hang on a sec. I know I will definitely not be going to an Essendon Bombers game anytime soon if we're all going to subscribe to the same interstadium regime.
I can't wait to see the Redcliffe rattlesnakes. If you look under your seat, you'll find a rattlesnake.
Don't touch under your seat or you'll be rushed to hospital.
Everyone's sitting with their knees around that is.
Look how eager everyone is to get the game started. They just want to go home and and then untuck their jeans from their socks.
There's this line in the stadium. It's a bad idea. We don't need to be doing that.
Here's the thing. I got a couple of cats.
Yeah.
Right? Now,
you reckon tape them together
to make one giant cat?
Yeah.
I mean, the people will be more impressed in the game. They won't know that there's a couple of cats taped together, gaffer taped. But, I mean, I know the cats... My little cats, they're less than a year old, but they're scared of everything. I say, hey, little kitty, and then I've got three flights of stairs. They run all the way up the top and hide in my bloody wardrobe. So you imagine, like, regardless, like a lion is the king of the jungle.
Yeah.
But not the concrete jungle.
No. You know what I mean? It's a peasant at best.
You get 10,000 people strong, yip-yaying and yahooing, in front of a caged lion.
It's freaking out.
Okay, imagine yourself. You're a caged human being. Yeah. You've been dropped into the middle of a coliseum.
What have I done to deserve this?
Who knows, mate? Any number of things.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what's gone through my mind right now.
Of course.
Continue.
I was just living... I was just broadcasting one day, and then a couple of lions jumped in and grabbed me and threw me in a cage and put me into a pit of lions.
Out in the savannah.
Are you concerned? You're loving life.
I'm concerned. I'm very concerned.
That's a tick mark. Very concerned.
Especially that these lions have
formed
got
monarchy,
the technology to build cages now that can trap a human.
How do they trap me? How do they even get through the door? It's just a stock, not even a lever passage set. It's just a knob.
See, that's the thing. Once the lion's organized, it's all over for us.
Yeah, it's all end. It's all end. Well, that's the thing.
You don't need the lion in the stadium learning how we do things. That's one of the biggest problems.
So let's just keep lions at an arm's length.
Keep them at an arm's length. Let's not bring them in the studio. Here's the thing. Here's an idea for the Brisbane Lions.
Be better at sport.
Exactly.
There you go.
They've scratched their noggins till they're raw and bloody, thinking, how can we sell more tickets?
Mm.
Oh, should we improve the gameplay at all? Should we get better? Should we make it more entertaining with ourselves? Like, should we do something? Right. Nah, that's too hard. Just get a lion in.
Yeah,
hey.
Just get a real life lion in. Well, I've got another idea.
That's lunch.
I've got another idea. How about for every beer that we sell, we don't charge $20 and it'd be lukewarm and it'd be mid-strength and by the time they get it back to their seat, it's all spilt down some other fat guy's back.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're listening to
Josh.
You're
trying to siphon beer out of... bringing beer out of a fat man's shirt tail.
So I think that brings us basically to the end of Animal Chat. So let's close it with one of these.
When you're lost and you don't know what to talk about or where to go, don't feel trapped. Start Animal Chat.
The whole thing's just running so smooth today,
mate, it's my bloody sickness. I feel like you're not taking in the full grasp of how sick I am, mate. Flu. I'm coughing. I'm wheezing. I'm doing all that. I don't. Yeah, you know what? I feel like it's not getting through to you.
It's not getting through to me.
Well, I'll tell you what. You look like a nice guy. I think I'll do something for you.
Okay.
I'll put it in the form of a song for you, so you can understand how I'm really feeling.
Oh, thank you.
All right, here we go. You listen to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197.
I can't stop sneezing, what's wrong with me? I'm itching my eyes cause of allergies. My friends are telling me I'm burning up, I've got a cold. I'm all stuffed up, My hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I think I could use some more vitamin D. I'm coughing and wheezing, this is starting to suck. I've got a cold. I'm all stuffed up.